I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. 49-year-old Tony Bob Mark of Mescalero was killed in a one-vehicle crash on New Mexico Highway 48 on Tuesday. According to New Mexico State Police, Mark was driving a 1990 Ford F-250 pickup when it left the roadway, struck a large rock, and then rolled. Mark succumbed to his injuries in the crash. According to state police, Mark apparently was not wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash. State lawmakers have 2.5 days left in the legislative session to devise a plan for legalizing recreational marijuana. After spending hours debating other pieces of legislation on Wednesday, the Senate Judiciary Committee barely began working on the issue. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai, who's been monitoring COVID testing and the vaccinations for Chavez County, believes that since the state of Texas has opened up 100%, why not New Mexico? Now that the vaccines are having a positive impact on the general public, he believes it's time to do away with the health restrictions.
I really see us no longer needing any of these restrictions. Texas has been open for a week, 100% open for a week. These are our neighbors. There's no reason why we should continue to be in this restricted situation.
No elected Lincoln County officials have made any statements in doing away with the health mandates. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom Aries.